The idea of sole trader is one of the business structures which many individuals in India choose while creating their own business. Small business owners prefer sole proprietorship business due to the following reasons. They are easy to establish, they do not require much legal compliance, and the owner has complete say on business decisions. However, understanding the nuances of sole proprietorship registration is crucial for ensuring smooth business operations. In this guide, we will explain to you the basics about the sole proprietorship business type, how to register it, its advantages and disadvantages compared to other business structures. What is a sole proprietorship? Sole proprietorship simply is a type of business entity owned by one individual and often operated by him or her as well. A sole proprietor is one of the simplest forms of business structure in India in which one person owns and runs a business on his or her own. It is particularly preferred by the small businesses because it is easy to establish, bears fewer formalities, and may be controlled directly by the owner. Key features: single owner and operator. 1. Single owner and operator. 2. No legal distinction between the owner and the business. 3. Full control over decision making. 3. Unlimited liability, meaning the owner's personal assets are at risk. Advantages of sole proprietorship: easy to establish and dissolve. The steps followed in starting a sole trader company are neither very complicated nor they are tiresomely involved in signing of legal documents. On the same note, it is easy to dissolve the business in case the owner wants to do so. Complete control: the sole proprietor being the only person legally responsible for all aspects of the business, including decisions made within the business organization, also enjoys full control over all the business earnings. Minimal compliance requirements: in contrast to other forms of enterprises, a sole proprietor enterprise does not demand too much compliance, which can be cumbersome in other forms of business. Tax benefits: the income that is received by the business is considered as the income of the owner, hence better taxes are incurred. Meanwhile, there is no necessity to enter a separate business tax return. Disadvantages of sole proprietorship: unlimited liability, the owner bears full responsibility of the business and all the debts arising from the business. This in essence means that it is possible to leverage personal property in paying for business dues. Limited access to capital, as a result of prospects of higher risk related to sole trader businesses, accessing resources can be difficult, as such businesses may struggle to attract financial support from formal sources as compared to companies or partnerships. Lack of continuity: the sole proprietorship business is inseparable from the owner's life, hence, there are possibilities to encounter some problems in business functioning after the O. Limited growth potential: as a result of limited capital as well as resources of a sole proprietorship, the expansion of a sole proprietorship was considered to be relatively difficult in contrast to other structure forms. How to register sole proprietorship in India? The process to register a sole trader business in India is very simple. Additional licenses and registrations are, however, mandatory depending on the type of business. Here's a step-by-step guide. Choosing a business name: choose a good and suitable business name that is also unique. Make sure it is not already taken or copyrighted by somebody else. Registering under MSME: if you wish to claim government grants for small business, you can register your business under the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, Act. This registration can be self-registration through Udyam Registration Portal, which is an online platform. Acquiring a PAN card: make sure you have a PAN, permanent account number, card in your name, because you'll need it for both, to open a business bank account as well as for filing taxes. Opening a business bank account: open a current account in the name of your business for easy operations and easy client access. This will assist in running a tape sectional system that will assist in keeping record of the financial progress rather than unique personal transactions. Registering for GST. If your business's annual turnover exceeds 20 lakhs rupees, 10 lakhs rupees in specially designated states, then it must register for the goods and services tax. This can be done through the GST portal, which is available online on the internet. Shop and Establishment Act Registration. If you are running a shop or any commercial business, then Shop and Establishment Act is compulsorily required by the state to register. This act covers the provisions for working hours, public holidays, and any other condition of working. Professional Tax Registration. Some states rendering such services have the legal requirement that business entities have to register for professional tax. This tax is charged on anyone who has income from a business or from a type of work. Other licenses. For some businesses, particularly when the business is dealing with food items, one may require FSSAI license, while those having impacts to pollution requires Pollution Control Board license, among others. Compliance requirement for a sole proprietorship. Although sole proprietorships have fewer compliance obligations compared to other business structures, there are still some essential requirements that must be met. Income tax filing. The income generated from the sole proprietorship is subjected to taxes as that of personal income tax. It belongs to the owner. Give attention to filing of income tax returns and payment of advance tax where necessary. GST compliance. If registered under GST, ensure that all GST return filing related conditions are fulfilled. This consists of monthly return, quarterly return, and annual return depending on turnover and nature of business. Maintaining books of accounts. For all the sole trader businesses, it is not compulsory but useful to keep proper books of accounts. This assists in computation of taxes and evaluation of the financial status of the business. Renewal of licenses. Make sure that all such licenses as the shop and establishment registration is renewed in accordance with the laws of the state. Documents required for sole proprietorship registration. To ensure a smooth sole proprietorship registration process, the following documents are essential. PAN card. The proprietor's PAN is crucial for all financial and tax-related activities. Aadhaar card serves as proof of identity and is needed for various registrations like MSME or GST. Business bank account details. A cancelled check or statement from a current account opened in the business's name. Address proof of business, rent agreement and NOC, if rented, or ownership documents, along with recent utility bills. Identity and address proof of the proprietor, voter ID, driving license, passport, or similar documents, and corresponding address proof. GST registration documents, if applicable, PAN, Aadhaar, business address proof, bank details, and proprietor's photo. Business licenses. Specific licenses such as FSSAI for food businesses, trade license, or professional tax registration. Shop and Establishment Act registration generally requires business address proof, proprietor's ID, and business details. Having these documents ready will help expedite the registration process and ensure legal compliance. Comparison with other business structures. Sole proprietorship versus partnership. Control. While in a partnership, control is looked into the partnership agreements shared among partners in equal measure. In sole trader, the owner of the business has outright control. Liability. Sole proprietorship has unlimited liability, although in the partnership the risk is divided among the partners. Compliance. There are some regulatory formalities that a sole trader needs to fulfill, and they are lesser when compared with a partnership firm. Sole proprietorship versus private limited company. Liability. The private limited companies have limited liability, while the sole trader has limited liability where he/she is liable for all business debts. Compliance. A private limited company has higher compliance than others, such as annual filings, audits, and board meetings. Taxation. Taxation of companies is done at a fixed percentage, while for sole traders, they are charged taxes as per the tax bracket for individuals. Sole proprietorship versus LLP, limited liability partnership. Liability. Sole trading is not free from unlimited liability, whereas LLP provides limited liability to the partners. Compliance. LLPs have more compliance than sole traders, such as annual returns and auditors. Taxation. The taxation of LLPs is more or less on the line of companies, but there are some tax advantages given to the partners. Tips for managing a sole proprietorship successfully. Separate personal and business finances. It is important so as to ensure that accounts for business-related affairs are separately carried from that of personal accountability, and also for better record-keeping of business transactions. Plan for growth. When your business expands, it will be wise to adopt a more corporate form of business organization, such as a private limited business or an LLP, since it limits the owner's liability and is easier to approach financial institutions for funding. Maintain compliance, keep abreast with the changing regulations, and make sure all the licenses, taxes, and other legal requirements are obtained within the stipulated time. Build a strong network. Connecting with other business people, business-related professionals, suppliers, and consumers will go a long way in the success of a business. Focus on customer satisfaction. Maintaining healthy relations with clients and gaining their trust is very important to sustain a business's success in the long run. Sole proprietor is the most favorable business structure for small businesses and entrepreneurs in India because of its easy regulation, lesser legal formalities, and easy control over the business. But some basic things one needs to know are the registration procedure, the legal requirements, and the possible pitfalls. Thus, with the help of the information provided in this article, you may create the best conditions for the functioning of your sole proprietorship. For further advice for starting of sole proprietorship and sole proprietorship registration, one must seek an attorney or a business advisor. Frequently asked questions. Difference between sole proprietorship and partnership. A sole proprietorship is a business owned and operated by a single individual with full control and personal liability for all debt. However, a partnership involves two or more individuals who share ownership, responsibilities, profits, and liabilities. While sole proprietors have complete control, partners must collaborate in decision-making and share the risks associated with the business. Advantages and disadvantages of sole proprietorship. Advantages of sole proprietorship. Full control. The owner makes all decisions and retains all profits. Simple setup. Easy and cost-effective to establish with minimal legal formalities. Tax benefits. Income is taxed as personal income, potentially lowering tax rates. Disadvantages of sole proprietorship. Unlimited liability. The owner is personally liable for all business debts and obligations. Limited resources. Access to capital and credit can be restricted. Longevity risks. The business may struggle to continue if the owner becomes incapacitated or dies.